Dictation for Mr. Keith Dixon, KEITHDIXON. Date of birth 1/6/1982. Date of service is 6/20/2025. Date of accident is 6/12/2025. The patient has a chief complaint of headaches along with pain in the neck, right shoulder, pain in the lower back shooting down to the right leg, constant pain with numbness and tingling of the fourth and fifth toe, with difficulty walking, sitting, standing, or pain, and sleeping, all painful and difficult, muscle spasm throughout. Pain in the middle back also is reported. Headaches are mostly to the left side of the head, with a tune of 7. History of automobile accident and 6/12/2025 at 12:40 a.m. Patient was walking to the store near I-96 Service Drive and Schoolcraft. It is an accident as a pedestrian. No other car was, he was not in any car. He was crossing the Schoolcraft Road in the middle of the road at 12:40 a.m. He was hit on the right side of the body, and then he passed out for 3-4 minutes, and he fell, and he hit his head. But due to the impact, he did not fly in the air, just fell down on the roadside. As the car came to hit him into on the right side, he was trying to walk, and he was trying to obtain a drink for himself and for his girlfriend at that time. It was a hit and run accident. There was a loss of consciousness for 5 minutes, and police did not come, ambulance didn't come. Patient was not taken to any hospital, no emergency room, no ER. The patient reports that regarding the injuries, he had no fracture, laceration, no bleeding, no. Only the back of the head was injured, leading to headaches. The neck became stiff, and he had a tightness in the chest, but his pelvis, hip, abdomen are all okay. No bleeding, no fractures. And history of presenting illness, patient reports of having headaches on the left side of the temple, mild, 4 to 5, off and on. And they're light, sensitive to light, not sensitive to the noise. There's no excessive nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. He had vomited one time on 6/14/2025. Since then, he has had no vomiting. History of TBI, patient is reporting of dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, lack of focus, denies any loss of consciousness, freezes, loss of memory, denies any forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion. He denies any loss of concentration or any nausea, vomiting, denies any blood vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field, and there is no taste problem, smell problem, or TMJ. It's slightly painful though. And in addition, patient has no saddle and seizure, sleep disturbance, anxiety, depression, or panic. Patient has moderate difficulty in walking. He reports of some numbness and tingling shooting down from lower back to the right lateral part of the leg, all the way involving fourth and fifth toe, and it is involving the upper thigh as well as leg. Constant pain and numbness and tingling. Weakness, lightheadedness is reported. Regarding the pain symptoms, patient is suffering from pain in the neck area, which is 8. Right shoulder pain is around 8. And mid-back pain is 8 to 9. Lower back pain is 8 to 9. Lower back pain is shooting down to the right lateral part of the leg, right leg, all the way to the toes, fourth and fifth. However, the neck pain is not radiating at all. All of these pains are described as being constant, throbbing, aching, tiring, exhausting. They are from 7 to 8, sometimes 9. ADLs are affected 8. Modified factor for the pain, pain is worsened by standing, bending, and improved by sitting. And he can walk with a cane, but it is painful. He does have a cane in his position. He can sit up to 40 minutes, then it become painful, standing less than 20 minutes. He is able to sleep for 4 hours. No CT scan, MRI are reported, and there is some muscle weakness of the right leg. Sometimes the leg has given up. No blood or bowel incontinence is reported. No other treatments are reported. The patient has, please review the records for the system review. He has a bipolar illness as such and is being treated for mental illnesses at at a institution. He's been treated at CNS Healthcare for his mental illnesses. And he meets his case manager for outpatient mental health. Please review the records for the system review, for surgical history, allergies, family history, relationship status, employment status, legal history. As well as the ADLs, the attended care certification, and the diagnosis. The blood pressure is 140 over 107, pulse 92, pulse ox is 100, temperature 97.1, height is 6 feet and 1 inches, weight 150. Respiratory rate is 20, and this is a 43-year-old African-American male of a good built nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sign of jaundice, clavicle, and ischia. Sitting comfortably and is well-dressed, well-nourished, good attitude and demeanor. And patient does not appear to be overtly anxious or lethargic. And patient has a normal dress and hygiene. He is able to walk with a slight limping on the right leg with the cane. Rest of the exam comes from the template, which is normal. TNS neurological examination is normal. Musculature examination reveals a spasm of the quadratus lumborum on the left side with a few trigger points. Paravertebral muscle spasm is noticed from L1 to L5 on the left side. The SI joint is found to, the quadratus lumborum is on the right side, and the paravertebral muscle spasm L1 to L5 is on the right side. SI joint on the right side is found tender. He is slightly limping, and he is using a cane to walk with. There is a spasm and tenderness of the paravertebral muscles L1 to L5 with trigger points, and few trigger points are noticed in the quadratus lumborum muscles on the right side as well. And hypertonicity of 2+. The range of motion of the cervical spine forward flexion is 30. Extension is 40. Bilateral side flexion is 35. Bilateral rotation is 60. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion is 30, bilateral rotation is 45. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are as follows. The Hoffman sign was found negative, Sperling sign is positive, and Lerman test is positive, destruction test is positive. Straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees. Clump test, Roos test is negative. Camp test is negative. Babinski sign negative. Brudzinski-Kernig test negative, TLR is positive, Berger test is negative. SI joint, right SI joint is tender, and Faber test is positive on the right, Consonant test is positive on the right. Please refer the records for the diagnosis. And then plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The patient was ordered the physical therapy to begin covering the area of the neck, mid-back, and lower back 3 times per week. And the right shoulder. Traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise are ordered for the lower back area. Patient remains disabled for work. Housework replacement, attended care for 4 hours, 7 days. For 1 month is ordered, and transportation has been ordered. The patient is prescribed following medication, which are naproxen 500 mg twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Allival 50 mg at night for sleep disorder, GAD and pain relief, Plexaril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Voltaren gel for topical pain relief 3%. For pain relief, I have provided Tylenol codeine number 4, 1 tablet every 12 hours for 7 days. 14 tablets. The patient is supposed to come in 7 days, and he did not show up. Anyway, non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI, other imaging records, none are available. Interventional pain procedures, none for now. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. And attended care, none. Caseworker, none. Past medical records, none are existing. Investigations. Patient is not ordered any investigation at this time. It will be followed up and further investigation will be ordered. DMEs. The patient is not ordered any DME also. Education, yes. Follow-up visit in 7 days for pain medication. Fill up and disabilities, none. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.